chanting. Channeling Eric's Hour of Enlightenment.
Hello, one, hello all. So glad you can join us today at our weekly podcast. We've got the lovely Raylene Nuanis and Michelle Gray. You guys know both of them. And of course, we have my lovely boy, Eric. Now, this will become a YouTube, so you'll see all their beautiful faces. I know you can't now, but you will. And, so it's a great topic today. Hi, Eric. I love you, by the way.
Love you, Mom. Love you.
And we had a great Zoom cocktail hour yesterday. It was really awesome. All right, so today's thing is get out of your head and connect with your body. Eric, are you trying to say pull your head out of your ass? Is that what you're truly trying to say? Knowing you.
Yes. He says that a lot of us lately, with all the changes, and like I was just saying to Raylene and Lisa when we started, that with all of the energy with the full moon, and did you say that with the lunar eclipse?
Yeah,
Raylene?
total lunar.
Yeah.
Monday.
Yeah, a lot of emotions, a lot of relationships seem to be really highlighted a lot in my life and in many people that I'm connecting with too. And just a lot coming up. And with this topic, Eric had said to me, you know, Michelle, you need to get into your body. You need to get more into your body. And that is something that challenges myself as I'm, you know, doing this work. Sometimes I can get so much up in my head and up in the ethers that I lose sight of connecting with my own body.
Yeah.
And I think this is a good topic for a lot of folks. And Eric is just saying, with all of our changes and all of the fluctuations with energy that we're experiencing now and will continue to experience, that connecting with our body, keeping ourselves grounded, will really help us move through a lot of these changes that we're experiencing.
So, Raylene, what you got to add to that? You know, we just had that total lunar eclipse. Is that why, is there some connection between the topic today and the lunar eclipse Monday?
The lunar eclipse that's going to be taking place, the next one is actually going to be a solar eclipse.
Yes.
And so they're different. One connects to the sun, and this previous one that we had yesterday was the moon, but they do connect to one another, and they're going to bring about changes. The moon affects collective people. The sun, it really affects like government, police officials, authorities.
Oh, of course.
That's really what,
that's so masculine.
That's really what the solar eclipse, very much. And so he said, yes, it does. He's touching base on the topic that we're discussing right now. He says, there's a lot that is taking place where people are on autopilot. You're on go, 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 and you're not allowing yourself to stop. Mm-hmm. He says, think about it. When you get up in the morning and you're getting ready for work, you're doing your morning routine, you're going so quickly because you're on an auto program. He says, you have to get off of that program and learn to do some mindfulness. Feel your body. Notice the smells of your soap when you're in the shower. Mm. Notice the smell of the water. Notice the textures. He says, bring yourself to being mindful about your physical body. Bring yourself back in. Get your head out of your ass and learn how to be in the present moment instead of being on the go, constant go, 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 thinking about the next move, the next step, and learn to be present. He says, Mom, it's a fucking problem, and people need to just really chill out and do a little bit of mindfulness to help them be more present and aware of where they're going in life. Because right now, he says, Mom, I hate to break it to you, but right now it's a make it or break it time of the year. He says, there's going to be a lot of change for everybody. He says, this lunar eclipse is a major catalyst to bringing about change that's going to be permanent for people. And he's talking about change in the sense of people moving directions, their home, leaving relationships, starting relationships, having children, starting new careers, people that need to step outside of the box. It's not going to be what you're typically used to. You're going to be a little bit uncomfortable, and that's okay. And that's why it's important to really be mindful about your present moment, because this is going to really help you to be grounded and to adjust to these changes that you're going to be experiencing. And he says, people have been experiencing these changes for at least 3 months now, but they haven't actually been comfortable and made the move. Now, this is a time where they're being forced to have to make the changes because something will bring about it where you can't refuse it.
So something will kick them in the butt, right?
Yeah. That, and that's bang on, Raylene, to everything that I've been experiencing and witnessing as well, that so many of us are experiencing that. And the disassociation with the body is something that happens so easily, the autopilot. That makes a lot of sense.
Yeah, because we really aren't our body. So that makes it difficult from the get-go. We are. That's a vehicle carrying us around in this earthly plane. So, of course, we have trouble with that.
True, but you have to still maintain that vehicle because that vehicle is your vessel. And he says, so, Mom, although it's not your true identity, he says it's your temporary identity, and it acts as a souvenir that you will take with you even when you leave this human place that you're in.
Mm.
He says the body is going to be more like a souvenir. You know, when you go,
I don't want my dead body as a souvenir. That's gross.
When you leave, you know, an adventure place and you get something to the experience that you went, you can put a penny in a machine and have it stamped, right?
Right.
It says your body acts as a stamp. It's still part of the identity to what you're connecting to. He says the body itself will diminish, right? It'll deteriorate, but your soul version is still going to connect to that aspect of souvenir experience.
Mm-hmm.
He's laughing. He's like, Mom, you're so graphic.
I know. That's what my kids tell me. Mom, here is a line, and then they figure out the other side of the line, and here's you. Crosses the line all the time. So,
oh, my God.
What?
Hold on, Elise. He's mooning me right now. He's all here for that moon. If you all forgot to see it, here's a full moon.
Oh, no.
Okay. I got to tell you. Really, that's hilarious. Because so I've got the little Healing Heart channel that I do with my friend Marin. We were talking on Sunday about the moon, and I was channeling a message, and I look over, and Eric's giving me the full moon.
Oh, God.
Like, just bent right over doing it, and he's been giving that visual to everyone. Of course, he comes through and does it again today. Yeah, he's a pretty funny boy.
Yeah, he is.
Pretty funny. Yeah.
Yeah, I think he crosses a lot of lines just like his mama, I guess. But nobody wants to see my full moon, I'll tell you that. So what are the dangers of constantly not being, you know, connected with your body? Of course, you know, there's the operating heavy machinery or driving a car, et cetera. What are, can you get, is there more propensity to get diseases, for example, physical ailments? Or?
He says, well, Mom, what it comes down to is lack of self-care, lack of the ability to nurture yourself because you're constantly going, and so you can miss a important experience that you're supposed to experience. You can miss opportunity, something that could be easier done than what's about to be dealt to you. And he says, so there are consequences in the sense of you can experience something being done easier if you stop and, you know, hone into the present moment.
Yeah.
He says, but it's not to where people will develop a spontaneous illness like cancer or Parkinson's. He says, it's not that. He says, of course, if that's something that's in our contract to experience, then yes. But he says, because you choose not to be present and be mindful, it doesn't mean that you're doomed. It just means that things will be a little bit more challenging for you.
Okay. What other things What are the good things then that can come from really persistently being connected to your body and instead of always in your mind? I bet it helps anxiety because anxiety is dread for the future or and upset about the past. So I'm sure it's very calming to be able to connect with your body, your breathing.
Have more ease.
Yeah. What else?
Well, it brings you a sense of peacefulness.
Mm.
It brings you a sense of calm. It helps you to be mentally agile and to really be present and experience your present moment. Because oftentimes when you're at work, you're just going in and you're doing your work just to get the work done. Or oftentimes when you're cooking dinner for your family, you're not really focusing on, you know, the pleasures of smelling the food, actually being in the moment. You're
just miss out.
Thinking about, I want to get this done. Exactly. You're thinking about, I just want to get this done just to get it clean, because you're on that autopilot. And so you're missing out on experiences that can be beneficial for you and can give you a sense of love, satisfaction, and can also give you a sense of connection.
Yeah.
You're saying connection with those around you and connection to what you're doing. It's really important.
I think cooking a meal is a really good example of that, because the smells, the satisfaction you're getting, unless it's my cooking, of, you know, doing something nurturing and lovely for your family, for your loved ones, and, you know, the mechanical stirring and the sights of the food, and, oh, God, now I'm hungry. But anyway, yeah, that's a really good analogy.
He says, Mom, I love your cooking. He says, there's no cooking.
I was a good cook, actually. Yeah. I just don't do it much anymore. It's Tavala time. The easy way, the lazy chef.
Hey, at some point in everybody's life, we're all going to get there, because nobody wants to cook until the end.
Yeah, right. So what else can you educate us about on this topic?
He's also saying that being connected into your body helps you work through things. He says it actually helps your mind. It gives you more clarity, because when you are connected to your body, when you're present in the moment, you're not reaching into the past, the future, or rushing. You, like Raylene was saying from Eric, you're able to... you're not going to miss things that are happening.
Yeah.
You're not going to bypass things that are meant for you. He's also saying another good way to be in the body is breathing.
Yes.
Practicing breathing. And I have to say, that, and like I said before, this really is a lot of information for me, because it's like Eric's repeating all this, and Raylene, as you're saying it, I'm like, I hear it. I need to hear this. But when I was cooking this weekend, Eric said to me, you know, think about your family eating this food, like actually the motions, like putting the spoon in the spoon holder, like simple things, even saying, I'm now going to do this, like slowing everything right down. And what I really noticed is I was really able to feel so much love.
Oh, wow.
I felt so much love for my family. I felt so much love for myself.
Yeah.
And it was such a simple thing to do. And did it slow everything down? Did I kind of zone out with what was going on around me? Yes. But there's so much importance to this that, you know, if anything, if we're hearing this, you know, just to be able to take these moments throughout the day and purposely slow yourself down, get into your body.
It's more effective use of your time than just, you know, being embroiled in all the monkey mind and the chatter of you. Very often useless thoughts. So when you clear those often self-sabotaging thoughts, or the negative talk, et cetera, or the worries or the OCD intrusive thoughts, then you clear your mind so that you can't pay attention to yourself, your body, others, life, et cetera.
Yes, absolutely. And he says, Mom, on that note, he says, it helps you to distinguish a lot better. You can distinguish being around certain people. You can distinguish who's healthy for you. You can distinguish who's not healthy for you. Yeah. You can also widen your intuition and give it a little tweak to where it's working, where it's supposed to be working, and where it's going to be most beneficial for you. He says there's oftentimes where people have trouble making decisions, or they're unsure about doing something, and they go back and forth between yes and no. He says, when you actually get your head out of the ass, your ass, he says, I hope it's in nobody else's ass, but he says, when you actually...
Yeah, I hope not.
Okay. God, Eric, stop. I hate when he does that to me. When you actually focus, you are having the ability to be more intuitive, to distinguish better, and to do what's best for you, and not necessarily to do what's best for other people, that you're so consumed and worrying about what somebody else is doing or what you need to do for somebody else. This allows you to focus on yourself, which is, you know, self-care. He said it's important for everybody.
And I'm sure that just like exercising your bodies, your muscle, cardiovascular system, you know, it's important to exercise your intuition, your intuitive gifts. But if you're always in, you know, in your head, thinking these thoughts that are not doing anything to strengthen your intuition, then your intuition, you know, you use it or lose it, basically.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And intuition is something that you don't necessarily lose, but it's something that gets weaker if you're not actually maintaining it.
Yeah, the connection, right. Your connection with your heart. All right, so give me some practical exercise or a practical exercise for people. You know, we talked about breathing, breath work, for people to get more connected with their body instead of their mind.
Really easy, very easy one is when you're in the shower, smell your soap, smell the shampoo, smell the body soap, smell the water. When you're cutting your food, your vegetables, when you're cooking, smell the food. Senses is huge.
Yeah.
Be able to actually smell, hear, taste, be in the moment and focus on what you're actually eating, what you're smelling, how you're washing your hands. Be very present. That's going to be the easiest thing for everybody to do because in our daily lives, right, we're doing daily hygiene.
Yeah.
We're eating. We've got to maintain our vessel, right? So we know we're going to be staying alive somehow. Mm-hmm. And so you utilize the things that you're naturally doing, but be more present while you're doing it. You don't have to make it, you know, homework or a job to actually do these things. It could be very simple for people, and that's where a lot of people get misconception of it's going to be hard or it's going to be a lot of work, when in reality it's not. It's just all about
very easy.
Focusing and being in the present. Yeah.
That's probably easier and less exhausting than maintaining your monkey mind, you know?
And that's the other thing, too, he's saying, getting in the body, we start to take that pressure off the mind and we actually conserve more energy.
Yeah.
We have more energy. We were able to produce and do more and feel better because we're not wasting all of that energy in that consistent thought.
Wow, that's fascinating. So what about being in your body, of course, and aware of your body, but what about being aware of the air in the room and just things around you, people around you? Is that
your surroundings?
Yeah, your surroundings. You want to speak to that, Eric? And then we'll take
Crosby. Absolutely. When you're aware of your surroundings, what's in your environment, ranging from people, objects, items, he says you're bringing your awareness to something that's right in front of you. It's in the present moment.
Yeah.
And by picking up the picture that's sitting there or by picking up a book that's sitting there, you're actually using your sense of touch. And he says, so you're being aware by actually bringing your awareness to picking up an object in your surroundings. It could be anything.
Like Anika and me.
Aww,
my youngest little redhead.
Yeah.
And, of course, my go-to. He was so cute.
Oh, I love that one.
Are you still cute? Eric, are you still cute?
He says, I would like to think so. He's over here patting himself on the shoulder.
Okay.
He's like, oh, I got it, Mom.
All right. Awesome. Anything else you want to share with us, Eric, or Michelle and Raylene before we take calls?
He's just saying that another thing, too, is like if you have a pet, a friend, hug somebody.
Oh.
He says that is healing, it's grounding, connecting. He says just to reach out and hug a tree, hug a pet, hug a friend.
It's interesting you should say that because sometimes I realize that Bella's right beside me and I'm working and I haven't been paying attention to her. And so I'll pick her up and look into her eyes and kiss her little belly and it just brings up my energy so much. It just makes me feel so much better and grounded. So,
that's
right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So I guess when she dies, I'm going to have to get her stuff by a taxidermist so I can still do that. Okay, that's me being gross again. I don't know.
I had to laugh. I'm sorry. I had to.
Oh, God. I hate having pets. Animal companions like them because they almost always... You know, we almost always outlive them. But we're not going to go there. down that rabbit hole. We're going to take callers. Anybody want to do that?
Absolutely. But before we take callers, Eric is talking about being present and thinking about memories. He says, the picture that you picked up, Mom, was a great example.
Mm.
He says, whenever you're either missing somebody that has passed away or you're just needing that extra push up, he says, what you need to do is focus on the good memories that you've had and sit there in silence and look at a picture and reminisce on past memories that you've experienced and think about where you're at right now and have gratitude for being where you are, even if your situation is not the best, where you're thinking that it could be better. He says, if you can look at a memory, sit back and enjoy that memory again and be in the present moment and have gratitude for where you are, he says, this right here helps you to really be in the present as well and helps you to be grateful for your past experiences while also being present and being grateful for present experiences, whether they're good or bad.
That's true. I mean, it took me a long time to get the courage to watch our iMemories videos at iMemories.com. I just couldn't until really recently, like a month ago, and I am just enjoying it so much. And I look back and say, well, I wasn't an awful mother after all, and things like that. And just remembering the times of innocence, and we just had so much fun as a family. I just realized there was so much love. It was crazy. And the kids said that, too, watching iMemories, Austin clips, all the good ones. And they love it. They said that it's just so healing because we went through a really rough patch for a while. So it's, I think it's been very grounding for all of us, really.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. So that being said, I've got some a couple of people who are maybe coming one. Oh, yeah. Okay. I want to ask about Lorraine Mullen. She's the one yesterday that, well, y'all were there, but I talked about she broke her her elbow, and she's been still in pain since July, even, but she found out that she actually fell again and injured it, and she's in constant pain. Somebody stole her car. She lost her job. She's in a place where there's almost nobody. Her family's all in Florida, so she needs more support. And so she wanted me to ask, at my suggestion, you know, since most of her family lives in Florida, but they were asking her to move there, should she?
I got a yes and a no. It's not a very direct answer. Right now where she's at, she needs to take care of her health. Eventually she will be moving, but it's not a very direct yes, and it's also not a no. It's an in-between. There's things that need to be taken care of before she does move.
Well, I mean, they do have doctors in Florida, so.
Yeah, of course.
But
There's opportunities in both places, so it's okay. Kind of like there's things that can be done where she's at and also moving, so it's like it's okay if you stay and take care of things. It feels like moving now would maybe complicate things.
Oh, how long?
With her health. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, how long since when do you see the move coming? She says, I want to get a part-time job and maybe move there in months down the road. So I think she must be channeling too. I can't seem to make any kind of decisions because my arm hurts so much. And how I feel seems to be all I think about. And how I want to feel closer to normal. I've never felt so lost in my life. I am 63 and surviving on Social Security now. She's in Wilmington, North Carolina, by the way. I just hate that she's in pain.
Yeah, so it's not going to be an immediate move. This is going to be at least 6 months before she does move.
Okay.
And if she moves sooner than that, she's going to delay her health.
Okay.
She needs to do something with her health. This may be seeing a different doctor, getting a different opinion. The other thing that comes through for her is stem cell therapy.
Oh.
And so look into stem cell therapy. This is using your own stem, not somebody else's.
Yeah. Okay. I know they're doing that. Regenerative medicine. So that's quite interesting. Did she break her elbow again with the fall? I mean, what can we do to make her pain-free?
So it's not another break.
Okay.
It's like she bruised it a little bit more. She did damage it, but it's not a break.
Good.
Not even a fracture. She did some bruising to it.
Maybe she has a blood under the
impacted.
Maybe the blood, some blood under the periosteum, the membrane over the bone could be. Okay.
It's
all
nerves.
Right.
Her nerves need to be regenerated.
Okay. Oh, yeah. All right. Any energy
elbows? Elbows are connected to direction as well.
Oh.
So any injury, if there's, because I can feel the energy is it's like she's got pieces going in different directions. And so right now it's like pulling all that back in. And so the elbows are connected, like an incident with the elbows connected to what direction am I going?
Yeah, lack of direction. Confusion about your direction. So that's good for anybody who has elbow injuries, people. Is there any energy energy healer that can help her? Or acupuncture?
So Eric is mentioning CBD.
CBD
lotion.
Okay.
In the form of lotion. And so that's going to be beneficial for her pain. Energy healing can help her.
Okay.
But he's showing her using more of like a medicine.
Okay.
Direction.
So okay.
CBD lotion. Reiki can help you. It does help to balance energy.
Okay.
Tuning forks can help you. Sound healing of any type. Even on YouTube, if you go onto YouTube and look up balance, tuning, sound healing balance on YouTube, you can find a video. But she needs to find something specifically for balancing and nerve regeneration. Sound.
Okay. One more is from a mother who lost her her daughter, Agnes, who lives in Transylvania. It's kind of cool. She died in April 19th, 2021. She's a folk dancer. And, you know, she died a tragic death. I'm not exactly sure how she died. It could have been suicide. But, you know, she's wondering, I think it is, what made you so sad and bitter that you left everything and everyone here? Like, what happened on that last night of your life on Earth? Agnes, V is
herself.
Her last initial.
It was herself. It wasn't anything anybody did. This was severe depression, severe anxiety, feeling hopeless, like there was no direction to turn. It wasn't anything that somebody did. This was all within herself. She does take credit for her transition and the way that she transitioned, she's apologizing for it.
Mm.
The pain that she's left people in, her family, friends, relatives, she said, I never meant to inflict this type of pain on anybody. Mm. She says, if I can go back and change it, I would, but I can't.
Yeah.
It's really important for everyone to know that she's okay. She is at peace. She's not suffering in any way, and she shows that she's very light. She feels very light. She's got Eric with her, and they're showing me they're floating. And so there's not any tangible weight holding them down. It's extreme lightness.
So no more depression.
Yeah.
Well, what was that last night like? I mean, I think the mother's wondering what was whatever happened painful. What was the last night? Of what happened on the last night here on Earth?
She's showing herself experiencing a breaking point, not knowing where to go, not knowing which direction to turn. She felt like she needed to do more to be like successful in life, different types of education, but not having the drive to actually make those changes and not wanting to rely on anybody to make those changes for her.
Okay.
She felt very much like burden, and she didn't want to be that burden for people.
Mm.
And although it was nothing that anybody did or said, it was within herself, and that's what's really important to get across to the family.
Yeah.
Is it wasn't anything that they did.
Okay.
And they couldn't have changed her passing.
Yeah.
She's also explaining that this was something that was intended to be experienced in her lifetime the way that it was.
Okay.
And I'm so sorry to translate that.
Yeah, so sorry. All right. It's a terrible club to be a part of. All right. So I hope that brings her some peace, her mom. All right. So let's see. We'll take somebody from the 303 area code. Hi there.
Hello.
Hello. You're on 303 area code. Hi.
Hi, this is Libby.
Hi, Libby.
How are you?
I'm doing fine. Talked to you not that long ago.
That's right.
Did you guys listen to the YouTube live from Monday?
Yeah, Lori did. I didn't get a chance. Yeah.
Okay. All right. And so I know you lost your son too, Liam.
The
name of my grandson.
Yep.
And he is adorable. Yeah. Blonde hair, beautiful boy.
Oh, sweet. My Liam was blonde too. And
no, that's what I said. Your Liam is, I saw the photo.
Oh,
your
Liam
is blonde and handsome boy.
Yeah. Yes. And he's been gone almost 5 years. And I just found out a couple of years ago that he took his life. I thought he had died of a drug overdose, and he did die of a drug overdose, but he knew he was taking fentanyl, which I did not know that until I came upon. He left a long 15-page rambling suicide note, but I didn't find it until two or three years after he died.
Oh, gosh. Reopening the wound. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So I don't even know what to ask
And you know what? Let me explain some of the backstory. I have this, and I said this on the Zoom cocktail hour, but so I hope I'm not boring you guys, but I have this golden pin from the Alpha Omega Alpha Medical Honor Society. And I coveted it. It's really hard to get it. And for some reason, I was looking at my white coat, and it wasn't on the lapel. And yeah, I bet it was on the ground of the closet, but I was just too messy. And I didn't want to do it, so I called Lori, Libby's friend, to try to reorder another one. And then I found out about Libby and your son. And I just feel like Liam and Eric, because why I'm going to ever practice medicine again. Why would I want that? I'm not going to wear a white coat. I'm certainly not going to wear it on my shirt. So, you know, I feel like I was nudged to start talking to you, Libby.
Mm-hmm.
And Liam were behind that.
Yeah, I've always wondered if he would try to reach me, but I don't know. I don't know about this. I've never done anything.
Let's ask Eric and Liam. Eric, did you and Liam get in cahoots to nudge me to want to order a AOA pin that I would never use for the purpose of giving Libby some relief?
Yes. Mm-hmm. He's saying, this is coming in from Liam. He uses other people to get to you, Mom. And the reason for that is because you're on autopilot often. You're always focusing on what the next move is. And he says, it's really important for you to really be in the present moment so that way I can get to you directly. Just because, Mom, I try and I try. And he says, although I can give you some messages, he says, it's easier for me to use other people to get my point across to you. He says, by the way, I love you very much. He's also showing me your hair, so I don't know what it is that you did with your hair, but he's really digging it.
Well, awesome. I've grown it out. Yeah.
He uses music as well, Libby. He'll use music to give you messages.
Yep.
So kind of pay attention to that as well. But he's saying to keep opening up, because there's like a lot of communication energy around you. So he's going to keep going, keep persevering to give messages to you. He won't give up. Eric's teaching him too.
Oh, good.
A lot from Eric.
And Eric is the best at giving signs and pranks. Oh, my gosh. Yeah, maybe he can give Libby some pranks, Liam. That'd be fun.
Yeah. That's what he just said. Eric is his teacher. They're up to no good.
Uh-oh.
It's genius, the both of them together. So
be ready. Pay attention to your phone because that's what he's going to prank you the most on. If you think you're sending a text message out and it doesn't get it through, no, your son was up to no good.
Oh. Does Eric hang out with Liam?
Often. All the time.
What do y'all do together?
Play.
Oh.
That's the nicest word. They play.
Oh, that's sweet.
Play
dates. Oh, that's so sweet. All right, Libby.
There's a lot of teaching that's going on with them. Eric is teaching Liam quite a bit, and vice versa, Liam's teaching Eric. Liam's teaching Eric how to really bring his energy to like a calmer nature.
Oh God,
not
please!
Not so excited all the time. And Eric is teaching Liam how to be more powerful, like bring his energy up to actually move items around.
Wow.
Or move energy within the phone.
That's so cool. All right, Libby, I hope you're not a stranger. Call back next Tuesday, too. Okay, we'll get you there.
Okay.
I gave you a lot of homework. I know I gave you a lot of homework.
Yes.
Sorry.
Yeah. No, I've enjoyed reading about your boy, and it's very interesting.
All right. Well, thank you. And if you ever need me, I'm just a phone call away.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You bet. Bye. Also, Lori, thank you.
Bye.
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 Oh, that was sweet. All right. Let me see. Let's get somebody from the 770 area code.
Hi.
Hi there.
Hi, this is Shayla P. from Bowden. Thank you guys
from
for
Bowden. Bowden. Okay.
Yeah, from Bowden, Georgia. Yes. So I want to ask Eric about my dreams. They kind of seem prophetic, but I don't really know until afterwards. So a couple of months ago, I had a dream about my breast, and they said that in my dream, I was at the doctor's office, and they told me that I had a breast infection. A couple of weeks ago, I felt a knot on my breast, and I went to the doctor, and they said that it was only fibrocystic, so it was just a cyst.
Right.
And then I was having dreams about my grandmother, just constantly dreaming about her and then thinking about her. And then a couple of weeks later, she had passed away.
Oh,
and then
God.
out of nowhere, I started having dreams about my uncle, like just constantly dreaming about him. I told my fiance, I was like, I have no idea why I'm dreaming about my uncle so much. But then 2 weeks ago, he told everyone that he had prostate cancer. So I was just calling to see if these dreams were prophetic or if I could have some more of these dreams. And
yeah, she's psychic.
Oh, I have major goosebumps as she's just talking about this, and that's confirmation. She's very much psychic. She's very intuitive.
Mm.
And her dreams not only give her powerful insight to future events, but they also give her opportunity to fix something that could be detrimental. So like somebody passing away, she can warn them to go see a doctor to make different choices. But she's very much connected, not only with her family, but for other people. You're also connected to energy healing. You have the ability to do natural healing. And so this is through your mind. I'm not looking at you using any type of tool. This is through your thoughts. So you have the ability to help somebody with a headache, a stomach ache, flu symptoms, things like that, even more severe things. You have the ability to help with symptoms.
Awesome.
Utilize that. Start learning on how you can use your mind. You do quite a bit of manifesting with your thoughts, so much that you're not actually aware that you're doing it. And so bring your awareness to your thoughts. It's really, really important for you.
That's great. All right, keep it posted. Let me know if I'm a blip on your radar anytime soon, okay?
Okay, thank you guys so much. I love you all. Have a good night.
Thank you. You too. All right. Got somebody from the 516 area code. Actually, don't tell me. I don't want to know. All right, 516 area code. Hi there.
Hi.
How you doing?
I'm good. This is Nancy from New York.
From New York, yes.
Long Island, yep. Back with my questions about everybody else. When I was taking care of a friend of mine, distant cousin, for 13 years now, and, you know, I'm on disability myself, and she had a stroke. She's like 2 years. She's in her 50s, early 50s, from a PFO. She has syndrome, autoimmune diseases, and bladder issues. She has to self-cath and, you know, all that stuff. So I became the live-in, nurse.
Yeah.
Since she was part of my household for so long, when I did the scalar services, I included her name in there. She's now over in the Middle East, and she's stuck over there. So I was wondering if, because her name was on the main scalar healing,
mm-hmm.
if that was helping her in any way with all of this.
Was she in the Middle East? Was she living in the Middle East then?
She was living with me for the 13 years. She just left April. So I figured her essence was still here.
Yeah.
She was going to come back, and then she had more issues over there. You know, her father passed away. She had to take care of her mom. And she's still there. And because of all the stuff that's going on over there.
So is she doing okay, Eric?
Emotionally, yes. She's coming to acceptance and coming to terms with accepting her health and the way that she has to live. And so, yes, it did help with her accepting where she's at right now. Instead of being very angry and pissed off at the role that she's having to endure what she's enduring, she's learning a sense of gratitude for the people around her as well. And so to answer the question, yes, the scalar did help her. Not in the sense of giving her a miracle of healing, but in a sense of helping her to accept where she's at, and that there is going to be a catalyst to improving her health.
Good. Yeah, mind over matter.
A lot of energy of forgiveness, a lot of forgiveness in her auric field.
Oh, wow, that's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. Yeah, she had a real time with that. Quick question.
Healing energy. What's your first name again?
Marwa. M-A-R-W-A.
Oh, yeah. Yes. Oh, okay. Right. Yes.
Yeah.
Never. All right. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Take care, you guys. I love you. Thank you.
We love you, too.
Love you. You're welcome.
Okay. Got the 262 area code. Hi there. How you doing?
Hello.
Hey.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hey, what's up?
This is Kristen.
Kristen.
Yep,
what's up?
Kristen. I wanted to ask Eric, I got COVID. I am like so emotional. Everything is making me cry the last 2 days. I don't know why. So I'm crying.
That's probably
I don't know if it's hormones, like I'm 48, you know, and it's, you know, that age that women have to go through this nonsense. But, yeah, so I'm really emotional. So if I start crying, I apologize.
Well, I'm a big crier.
I got COVID at the end of 2021, really, you know, it nearly killed me.
Oh, my God.
8 weeks in ICU and in the hospital.
Oh, my God.
Stay alive. Like,
yeah, we talked, yeah.
I fought so hard to live. Like, and I haven't recovered. Like, it just wrecked my body. And I just want, like, I was a very successful, I own my own business. I'm successful. Always, on the go, always doing something, you know, full of energy, and like my life is just I have no energy. Like if I have one good day, I can't get off the couch for like 2 days. I'm so exhausted.
Did she have long COVID, Eric? And would the scalar service for that help?
I mean, long I was
Derek, does
even
he have long
in the hospital, I was on oxygen for 8 months. I couldn't walk. My cognitive, I had the, you know, that the neural side test done, and like,
yeah,
my cognitive function and memory was like at 2%. Like,
oh
my brain was just, my brain is a lot better, thank God.
Good. Well, let's ask Eric.
A long, slow recovery.
Eric, does Kristen have long COVID? And would the COVID service, scalar service help her? Or will it go away on its own eventually?
So she does have long COVID, but long COVID on steroids.
God.
It's basically grew another form of a virus that it's attached to. This is something that will start to alleviate and improve. Her oxygen is still impacted, and so this is when she's sleeping, where she's finding it, she's dropping low when she's sleeping.
Yeah.
And so to get your oxygen retested,
I
really
actually started sleeping.
90 is your normal. What was that?
I actually started sleeping with my, because I have a, God, what's it, I can't remember words. It's called a, it's like
sleep apnea?
Oxygen machine.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I started sleeping wearing my oxygen, thinking, well, maybe this will help, like, give me some energy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it didn't help.
Mm.
I did try that this week. Like, I am trying everything. So he's saying that I have like another virus attached to.
It's severe long COVID with another virus that has affected your body.
It's like COVID on steroids is what he's explaining it as. Be consistent with your oxygen use, because doing it for just a little bit is not going to give you the improvement you need. You want to be consistent with it, because when you're sleeping, that's going to be where your oxygen is most impacted. Not only that.
Typical.
I'm looking at your circulation. Yeah, your circulation in your body. And so start stretching. And I know that, you know, you probably have pain, but it's really important for you to do basic stretching every single day. You don't want to do it every couple of days. You really want to do it every day. It's just touching your toes, stretching your arms. Do it for 30 seconds. Do it for a minute. It doesn't have to be long. This is gonna bring you quite a bit of improvement.
Okay.
And Kristen, also, like, I just asked Eric, like, why? Like, why did this? What's the purpose of this happening?
Yeah, right.
And what he's explaining to me is this is really for you to get back to your nature. Get back to, you know, the real you. It's like having COVID is a demarcation point for change for you.
Yeah.
And it will. So don't give up. Keep
How
going
long is
forward.
It going to last, Eric?
So I will get through this. Like, it's been over 2. I mean, I will. There is an end to this. I hope.
This year.
Good. Would the
I just want my life back. Like,
would the COVID service help? Because it covers long COVID too.
Yes, it'll be beneficial.
Okay.
Not necessary, but beneficial.
Okay. Takes your time always works too. Almost always. All right. We've got to pray for you, sweetheart. Everybody's here.
So,
loving, healing.
So basically, use my oxygen, especially when I'm sleeping all the time. Make sure my days when I'm down that I'm stretching, and anything
every day.
Else, supplements
every day.
Or anything else that can.
If you can get yourself in nature, I don't know what the weather is like around you right now, but if you can get outside or be in, you know, some sort of a natural environment, even walking outside and getting some fresh air.
Oh, I should be able to do that because I just bought 2 baby goats, so. I'm hoping they bring me some happiness and give
they
me.
Little baby so. Goat. All right, we're safe, sweetie. Keep us posted, please.
Thank you.
Your vitamin is oregano. It's a natural antibiotic, so don't take it for a year. You want to take it for at least a couple of months and then discontinue.
Okay.
But oregano.
Oregano. All right. Oil of oregano, I know they can get that in the health food store.
Don't do essential oil. If you want to get something that's already pre-made, the essential oil will burn your esophagus.
Oh, yeah.
So be really careful. Get something that's pre-made.
All right, got somebody from the 805 area code. Hi there.
Hi.
Who are we speaking with and where are you from?
This is Sarah R. and I'm from California.
All right.
And I'm calling because I would like to know if my daughter Brianna will find love this year and if she has children in the future.
Brianna R. What do you think, Eric?
Brianna.
Oh, Brianna. Okay, sorry.
Yes. She's going to file a relationship this year and children will be followed by, I'd say, 2025 around February. She'll have a pregnancy. So it happened very quickly for her. But, yeah, she will.
Do you know if it'll be a boy or a girl?
Oh, that's too much. That's too far ahead.
I'm not seeing a gender right now, but I could tell you that it's going to be a masculine soul that's going to be coming through.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right, good luck.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
Bye. All right, bye, Grandma. Grandma-to-be. All right.
Grandma-to-be. I love it.
323 area code. 323. How's it going?
Hi.
Hi.
Hi. My name is Kathia from California.
Kathia from California, okay.
So I'm really conflicted right now about school. I don't know whether I should finish up my bachelor's degree or start nursing school. I just wanted to know what Eric thinks.
Nursing school is the route you want to go.
Yeah, that's what my daughter does. She's an emergency room nurse. She loves it. But she got all her nursing stuff pretty much online at UT Arlington. It was a great. I mean, I was watching her do it. It's so great. Of course, you have to do clinicals and stuff like that, but it's pretty cool.
Okay. Sounds great. So I should just abandon the psychology then?
Say that again?
Should I just abandon the psychology then?
Yes.
Okay.
But listen to your own heart. This is your decision. I think you probably already know the answer to that question, don't you?
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. Absolutely.
The hard part is, you know, she's invested time in it already, and it's hard to let that go.
Yeah, but it's learned.
I was the same way.
Yeah, you learned. You've had so many experiences and learned so much. Everybody can take a little psychology course here or there, I'm telling you.
But it'll be very helpful, too. What you've already learned will be very helpful.
Good.
The nursing looks like a very straight line. Very, like, go
awesome.
Forward. Very
awesome.
Yeah, nothing,
awesome.
Nothing blocking. Mm-hmm.
Good. All right.
Okay.
Let's take somebody. Right. Thank you for calling. Forgot to say that. All right. 262 area code. Hi there.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi. I wanted to ask you a question. My name's Michelle. My hands keep going numb. I was just wondering if you could tell me if something's wrong with me or...
What do you do for a living?
I do a lot of stuff. I stock shelves. I do inventory, a lot of stuff. I work at a store, third shift.
Okay.
But they keep going numb, on and off.
Where exactly is it numb? Which fingers are numb? Huh?
My whole hand. My whole
entire
hand is going up.
Or is it your thumb and first two fingers? Or is it
the whole hand. It's the whole hand.
What's going on, Eric?
Circulation. Mm-hmm. Circulation is what comes through for her. Not only circulation, but something connected to your blood sugar. This could be diabetes. I'm not getting a very strong pull on diabetes itself, but your circulation and sugar levels, what you're putting into your body. Really important to exercise, walk, stretch.
Go see a doctor.
You know you're very active with work.
Yeah, go see a doctor.
Yeah, very active. I'm very active at work.
Yeah, but go see a doctor and just have them do a regular checkup. They'll probably check you for carpal tunnel by tapping on the inside surface. You'll see this on YouTube. You don't see it now. of your wrist and see if that makes the tingling worse and other things. They'll probably do a blood count, a chemistry profile, the ultra-sensitive thyroid stimulating hormone. I forgot what it was.
Do you go periods of time without eating? Like, do you go long lengths of time?
Yes. And if I do eat, I eat like a salad or something like that.
Yeah, because your sugars are like, they spike, like they're kind of all over the place. So it would be really helpful to like give yourself some good food. Like long, if you're not able to eat while you're working, you know, like if you can grab something with you just to snack on or kind of keep your blood sugar levels even.
Or get a boost, one of those boosts or something like that.
Yeah,
answer.
Yes.
Yeah.
That'll help as well.
Oh, all right. Thank
I don't think they're diabetic, but it is your sugar levels that are kind of
fluctuating. Yeah. Okay.
All right. Great. Thank you so much.
You bet. Let us know what happens.
Okay.
Time for one short one. Might not. I might have to cut you off, but we're going to try anyway. 619 area code. But please, you guys, be sure to see the information in the description box when this becomes a YouTube, and it will also be a screen that gives information on how to connect with these gorgeous ladies. All right, 619 area code. What you got for us? If you can make it quick.
Hi.
Hi.
This is Stacy from San Diego. Yay, I finally got in.
Yay,
Stacy. Hi, Alicia, Michelle, Eric. Yay, thank you so much. I am calling to ask Eric if he can help with my guides and my connection with my guides and my higher self. I've been trying to ask Eric to be my guide, but I feel like I have some connection or blocks, and I was hoping he could help me with some of that.
Help you to get connected with your guides? Is that what you're asking?
Mm-hmm.
How to get connected to my guides, maybe what their names are, you know, so maybe I can direct my focus or something
Eric,
and connecting to
Eric,
myself.
Can you be your guide? Eric, can you be your guide?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, he already is her guide.
Oh,
and he says that what you have to do is take the time to actually make that connection to me. He says, sit down and do a quick little prayer, a quick little affirmation of, Eric, I'm now connecting to you. Please bring protection, love, and light around me. And take a breath in and have that be your connection. He says, take about a minute to do this, 30 seconds to do this. Because just thinking about it, just asking a question, isn't actually a connection.
Yeah.
You want to take the time to actually open up that door versus just like knocking on it but not receiving a response. So do some type of connection. For me personally, I do a prayer. That's my form of connecting. And so do what resonates with you, what's in your belief system. But that's the major thing. The other thing is you have a spirit guide by the name of Maroon. Just like the color maroon. So, yeah.
Must be an Aggie. Texas A&M, yeah. Kidding.
Must be a what?
Must be an Aggie from Texas A&M. Maroon are the colors.
Oh, no.
Like I'm maroon 5, right?
Yeah, maroon 5, yeah.
There you go. That's fantastic. Thank you. Maroon, huh? That's great.
Yes,
and I'm so happy that Eric is my guide, one of my guides, because I think I love his personality, and I just think he would have been such a great friend to run around with and get in trouble with.
he will, definitely. All right. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on Thank you all for calling in and being patient and listening to the words of wisdom. Thank you, Raylene. Thank you, Michelle. And thank you, my beloved Eric. I love you so much.
Love you, Mom. Eric says he loves you, Mom. He's blowing you kisses. He's saying bye to all the listeners.
Bye.
And he says,
see
you later.
See you later.
Bye.
Later, everybody. Bye,
Lisa.
Bye, Michelle.
Bye. Bye, darling. Get better, baby.
Love you guys.
Get better, Michelle.